My name is Carrie Feibel. I'm the health and science reporter for Houston Public Radio.
What was drawing you to New Orleans? Tell me about this appeals court case.
Well, I've been following the Texas abortion law since last summer when it passed, and this is the law that brought Wendy Davis, the Democratic candidate for governor now, to national prominence because she filibustered on the floor of the state Senate in her pink sneakers for about 12 hours. So this is that law, and there's so many different provisions in it that it took a year for all of them to go into effect. But the last one was supposed to go into effect September 1st, and that was about abortion clinics having to become ambulatory surgery centers.
What is the component of being an ambulatory surgical center?
You have to have a certain architectural layout to your recovery room. You have to have separate locker rooms for men and women. You have to have certain janitorial and linen facilities. So most of the abortion clinics that are in this suit, they're just a regular medical clinic or maybe just a doctor's office, maybe a gynecologist who does abortions just as a small part of the regular practice. So they would have to either lease space in a surgery center or buy one or build one. They cost upwards of $2 to $3 million. So the clinics contend that this is just a way to put them out of business. You know, they can't make this big transition. The margins aren't good enough. And I talked to some abortion providers who wanted to lease space in a surgery center and said, look, we'll try to comply with this law, but the other tenants don't want them. You know, a doctor who's there doing tummy tucks or, you know, cataract surgery, they don't want protesters out in the parking lot. That's not good for their business. So they're arguing that's a huge burden that's going to force them to shut down.
In Louisiana, the issue is doctors admitting privileges, that they have to be within 30 miles, I believe, of a hospital. This has been argued in Texas, and tell me about that.
Yeah, that happened last fall. That went into effect November 1st, 2013 in Texas, and it was the exact same thing. The doctors had to have privileges within 30 miles of the clinic. Some of them just were turned away, couldn't get the privileges. And the effect was that clinics did shut down. So we lost about half the clinics in Texas. Now, some of those closed for other reasons, but it is clear that, you know, a significant number of clinics couldn't get doctors the privileges they needed. And so they simply had to shut their doors. One in Beaumont, for example, that really served the women in East Texas, they closed for exactly that reason. So all those women need to drive to Houston to get an abortion if they are seeking one. So that's all been settled in Texas. It is under appeal, but the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans said that could be put in place, and it is in place in Texas.
What do you see happening? Will this go all the way to the Supreme Court?
I mean, I think it's inevitable at some point because in different circuit appeals courts, there's different variants on this. And nationally, the whole trend is called trap laws, targeted restrictions on abortion providers, T-R-A-P, TRAP. And this is a term that's from the clinic's point of view, but that they're being trapped into closing down. Various states have passed laws saying the doctors have to have privileges, the clinics have to be surgery centers, there has to be all these other things that the clinics have to do, and it becomes so restrictive or expensive that they can't function anymore. So there's been a lot of lawsuits about these, and legally, it all comes down to what is an undue burden when a woman is seeking an abortion. You know, abortion is a constitutional right. And the Supreme Court has said the states can regulate it in various ways, but you can't make it an undue burden. So the lawyers were really arguing over what is an undue burden. It's a matter of interpretation.
Carrie Feibel is the health and science reporter for Houston Public Radio. Thank you very much.
It was my pleasure.